Right now, we're joined on the phone by a Republican candidate for Texas State Comptroller, Harvey Hildebrand. Harvey, welcome to the program. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. Good morning. Glad to join y'all.
Hey, thanks for being with us. Hey, you're born and raised in Uvalde. You graduated Texas Tech in 1983, and I did come to the realization that I beat you in pool several times at Fat Dogs on 4th.
You know, I liked pool back then. I hadn't played in a long time, but hey, you win some, you lose some.
Okay, as far as post your college days at Texas Tech, you graduated in 83. You started as a congressional aide and, you know, worked in that field for about a year or two, and then moved into Texas Farm Bureau and then a state representative in 1989 to present. What are some of the accomplishments you feel like qualify you to have a read on this? Because this is a really important position. This is probably one of the most important positions in state government.
It is. And it used to be recognized as one of the most powerful, important positions until recent years, but it still has very important constitutional powers, and it's the CFO of the state. It's the state treasurer. Once we abolished the repealed the state treasurer's office in the Constitution about in the 90s, that was merged into the Comptroller's office, which is also the tax collector, but the constitutional authority to tell the legislature how much money it has to spend. So it's the revenue estimator, and it also certifies the budget. But I've been a member of the legislature. I passed welfare reform in 95, passed nursing home reform in 97, parks reform in 2007, a number of other lots of important legislation, but maybe less well-known statewide. And then passed tax reform last session, session four. I've been a member of the Ways and Means Committee for 4 terms and chairman for 2. And so I've been a fighter for reform issues, conservative reform, and then a tax cutter and tax reformer. And it's important because the Ways and Means Committee has oversight over the controller's office, so I've been in a position to learn what's working, so I know what needs to be continued, like transparency initiatives, and I want to expand that, expand it, and extend it to other agencies. And then I've learned what's not working, and quite frankly, there are a number of things that need to be improved, and even some that are just downright broken and need to be fixed. And so all those issues I'm informed about, I've got command of those issues, and I've identified the problems and opportunities and have laid those out in the course of this campaign. My website, harveyfortexas.com, identifies those issues and presents our substantive proposals to address those issues. So, and let me mention this too, Tom, is that when I was a congressional aide, I worked for a congressman from the Panhandle, so I was in the Panhandle and in the South Plains working with farmers, ranchers, and ag issues and communities in that period, too. So not only did I live in Lubbock when I was at Tech, I was in and out during that period. And then also my state rep district goes west of the Pecos River and surrounds San Angelo and Abilene. So I'm the only candidate that lives west of I-35 in the entire statewide Republican ballot, and the only one of 2 that graduated from Texas Tech, the other being Phil Johnson, who's running for re-election to the Supreme Court.
Okay. I was just curious, what is the full reach of the Ways and Means Committee in a nutshell?
Well, the Ways and Means Committee is the committee that has jurisdiction over tax policy, all tax laws, local and state. So if you have a local issue for your hotel tax or you know, anything dealing from sales tax to property taxes. You know, we basically help with the veteran and the veteran spouse issues. I think Charles Perry had a bill dealing with one for the wounded warriors to make sure that those there were some property tax breaks for those properties. And then I also I presented a constitutional amendment last session to abolish the property taxes and give the legislature so many years to come up with a solution, and then also had a bill to cut cut the rate of growth in appraisals last session. So it covers all tax code stuff, plus it has oversight over the comptroller's office. So when taxpayers, when anybody in the state has an issue with the comptroller's office, it's not, we find out that it's not being efficient, which, by the way, there's things where it's not being efficient. I'll give you an example of that. On field offices, the one in San Antonio, they have three. One of them's open one day a week, but they pay rent every day for a month. There's all kinds of issues in that office, and we hear about them from citizens, from taxpayers, from businesses that had issues with their taxes, where they weren't treated fairly, had bad customer service. All those issues, whether they're brought to me by a state rep or state senator, or they're brought to me by a business owner or a taxpayer directly, we engage the agency on that, propose legislation to deal with it. Sometimes we just engage the agency and write them letters and bring them in and call the task for it.
Well, congratulations on being endorsed by the Lubbock Restaurant Association.
That's fantastic. The Restaurant Association statewide support me, and each of the local chapters have really gotten behind me in Lubbock. We're going to be in Lubbock on Friday, having an event Friday evening. Go by and see the Lubbock Avalanche Journal and be in Amarillo before that, and Wichita Falls before that. So, yeah, it's really exciting. And they're the epitome of small businesses. As Ways and Means Chair and as a member of the legislature, I've fought for small businesses, both for tax relief, but also to fight red tape and bureaucracy. And in Texas, because of the work we've done the last, 15, 20 years, we've really reduced red tape and bureaucracy issues, and we've improved the regulatory climate to make it more predictable and fair to business.
Okay, great. Now, you on your push card, you're mentioning the performance pledge. It's a 10-point performance pledge. Wrap that up for us in a nutshell and tell us how that's going to make things better for us.
Sure. Well, what it shows you is I actually have a vision for the office. I know why I'm running and what I want to accomplish.
Got about 60 seconds, okay?
Okay, and I laid out the specific points on HarveyForTexas.com. See that, you see all the details. But the two big ones are my Texas Taxpayer Bill of Rights and my performance review, which is to reestablish the performance review function at the comptroller's office so we can eliminate waste, fraud, abuse, and duplication in state government. And that's the TV commercial that's running in Lubbock now. And so I would encourage people to come visit HarveyForTexas.com, learn more about me, the only West Texas Texas Tech X running on the statewide ballot, except for Phil Johnson running for re-election. We need to help him, too.
All right, Harvey, thanks for joining us this morning. We're just about out of time. It's 728. Hope you have a great day.
Hey, have a great day out there. God bless you, and God bless Texas.